KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Well, the Chiefs have lost backup running back Cyrus Gray for the season with a torn knee ligament. Tight end Demetrius Harris is also sidelined with a broken foot. Kansas City coach Andy Reid confirmed that Gray, a special teams standout, will miss the rest of the season after tearing an ACL in the third quarter of Sunday's 17-13 victory over Buffalo. Harris, a former basketball player in college, broke his foot during warm-ups prior to the game. Reid said the rest of the team came out relatively healthy heading into Sunday's showdown against the Super Bowl champion Seahawks. Running back Jamal Charles had a neck stinger and tight end Anthony Fasano a bruised knee, but both would have been able to practice this week. Well, it looked as though the Philadelphia Eagles don't have to rush out and find a replacement for injured quarterback Nick Foles. Mark Sanchez threw for 332 yards, two touchdowns, and no interceptions as the Eagles hammered Carolina 45-21 last night. He started for the first time since December of 2012, pressed into service after Foles broke his collarbone the previous game. Sanchez had plenty of help in allowing the 7-2 Eagles to enjoy a laugher. Darren Sproles scored a pair of first-quarter touchdowns on an 8-yard run and a 65-yard punt return. Bradley Fletcher returned an interception 34 yards for a touchdown. And Jordan Matthews had 138 yards receiving and a couple of scores. The Eagles also recorded 3 interceptions and 9 sacks against Cam Newton, who gained most of his 306 passing yards after the Eagles went ahead 45-7. Now that outcome keeps the Eagles a half game ahead of Dallas for the NFC East lead as the Panthers fell to 3-6-1 on the season. The Arizona Cardinals have the NFL's best record at 8-1, but they've suffered a major loss that doesn't count in the standings. Quarterback Carson Palmer says he's not normally an emotional person, but that he cried like a baby Sunday night after receiving word that he tore his left ACL in the win over St. Louis and he's done for the season. That injury comes with Palmer playing some of the best football of his career for the NFC West leaders, who topped the division by 2 games over the defending Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks. Palmer last week signed a 3-year contract extension, reportedly worth $50 million, with $20.5 million guaranteed. Palmer says that he will play football again, and he hopes it will be for the Cardinals. Coach Bruce Arians says Palmer should be back by late June or July of next year. Well, the NFL Players Association has filed an expedited grievance with the league to reinstate Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson. Peterson pleaded no contest last Tuesday to misdemeanor reckless assault on his son, freeing him from the court system, provided that he fulfills the terms of his probation, and prompting the NFL to begin reviewing the case. The league has said that Peterson would remain on paid leave until the process is completed, but the union wants Peterson to be allowed to rejoin the Vikings immediately until any determination of any discipline. Dolphins left tackle Brandon Albert will miss the rest of the season because of a right knee injury. He was injured during Sunday's loss to Detroit and had to be carted off the field. Albert is in the first year of a $47 million 5-year deal that includes $26 million guaranteed. The Santa Clara County District Attorney's Office has declined to file charges against San Francisco 49ers defensive lineman Ray McDonald in a domestic violence investigation stemming from his August 31st arrest. Prosecutors said in a release that they were unable to charge McDonald because of conflicting versions of what happened, a lack of verifiable eyewitnesses, and a significant lack of cooperation by the alleged victim, McDonald's fiancée. Former Minnesota Vikings safety Orlando Thomas has died of complications from ALS. He was 42 years old. Thomas was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease in 2007. His former agent, Mark Bartlestein, says he believes playing football led to Thomas getting that disease. Well, the 16th-ranked Georgia Bulldogs have welcomed back Todd Gurley. The star running back has finished his 4-game NCAA-imposed suspension for accepting money for autographed memorabilia. It's just in time for a big game, too. The Bulldogs will host number 9 Auburn this weekend. Well, the Baseball Writers Association of America has begun to dole out its postseason hardware, beginning with the American League and National League Rookies of the Year. Chicago White Sox first baseman Jose Abreu is a unanimous winner of the AL Rookie honor. The 27-year-old led the major leagues with a .581 slugging percentage and was 6th with a .317 average, tied for 4th with 36 home runs and 5th with 107 RBIs. Angels right-hander Matt Shoemaker was 2nd in that balloting. New York Mets pitcher Jacob DeGrom has been voted NL Rookie of the Year, receiving 26 of 30 first-place votes and 42 points in voting by the Baseball Writers Association of America. DeGrom was 9-6 with a 269 earned run average and 114 strikeouts and 140 and a third innings after he was recalled by the Mets in May. Speedy Cincinnati outfielder Billy Hamilton was second with 4 first-place votes and 92 points. Well, the New York Mets have signed free agent outfielder and 2013 National League batting champ Michael Kadire to a 2-year, $21 million contract. Kadire hit .332 with 10 homers and 31 RBIs this year, but played just 49 games due to shoulder and hamstring injuries. The two-time All-Star batted a league-high .331 with 20 homers and 84 RBIs in 130 games for the Rockies in 2013. Kadire is the first major free agent to switch teams this offseason. He had until later in the day to decide whether to accept a $15.3 million qualifying offer from Colorado. Chicago Cubs president Theo Epstein says the team is totally fine with Major League Baseball checking into whether there was anything improper about the way it hired new manager Joe Maddon. Epstein told reporters Monday night at the general manager's meetings that we welcome the MLB investigation. Epstein said, as we said last week, there was no tampering whatsoever. I'd rather they investigate so we can clear our names and move on from this quickly. We're giving our full cooperation. The Cubs announced October 31st that Rick Renteria had been fired after one season as manager and that Maddon was hired. Maddon opted out of his contract with Tampa Bay soon after Rays executive Andrew Friedman left the club to take over the Los Angeles Dodgers in mid-October. Epstein recently said that the Cubs checked with Major League Baseball to be sure that Maddon was okay to talk with other clubs before they negotiated with him. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.